From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Israeli police kill attackers in two stabbing incidents in Jerusalem. In the first of Wednesday's attacks, Israeli officers killed a Palestinian assailant as he tried to stab a security guard outside an entrance to Jerusalem's Old City. No Israelis were wounded. Hours later, a man described by Israeli authorities as an Arab terrorist later stabbed an Israeli woman near Jerusalem's main bus station and tried to board another bus before being shot dead. The violence comes as Israel began deploying hundreds of troops in cities across the country. The Israeli move is aimed at helping police forces to counter a recent wave of attacks by Palestinians and Israeli Arabs who have used knives, cars, guns, rocks, and firebombs. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday the government also will revoke the permanent residency rights of Palestinian terrorists and their families. Russia has asked the International Civil Aviation Organization to open a new probe into the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 last year over eastern Ukraine. Speaking Wednesday, the deputy head of Russia's Federal Aviation Agency disputed the results of a Dutch probe into the crash and said Russia has a right to initiate a renewed investigation of the catastrophe. Отчет не изобилует фактами, подтверждающими. Oleg Storchevoy said the Dutch report does not have the facts. The quality of the Dutch investigation did not satisfy us, and in our opinion, it was conducted with violations of the standards of the International Civil Aviation Organization. A Dutch-led probe of the crash said Tuesday the plane was shot down by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile. This is VOA.